It is good for us to be together. We belong to Jesus. That began at our baptism. Because we belong to him, we follow him and are with him wherever he goes. And where we are going with Jesus is to his resurrection. We'll be celebrating that in a few days. In order for us to celebrate his resurrection, though, to participate in the resurrection, we need to be with him as he passes through his passion and death on Calvary. That is not an easy thing for Jesus to do, not an easy thing for us to do either. And so we need the support of each other as we make our way with Jesus. We need each other. And so there's many benefits of us being together tonight. And one of those benefits is we're together. We are supporting each other because we have an important, great road to follow, but it is a difficult road. And along the road, we need support. Tonight, Jesus teaches us lessons of life. We just heard in our gospel passage the washing of the feet. At the Last Supper, Jesus knelt down before each one of his apostles and washed their feet. This is extraordinary. He's the Son of God, the Savior of the world. Yet he lowered himself to wash the feet of the apostles. He told his apostles, after doing it, I expect you to do the same thing as I've done for you. I want you to do for each other. In doing that, he was giving them a specific teaching of his church, that the leaders of his church, his apostles, with Peter as the head, as the first pope, and their co-workers, priests and deacons, they would care for the people as Jesus cares for all people. That was the specific lesson at the Last Supper, but it does have a wider application for the whole church, certainly for the leaders of the church, but for the whole church, for every member of the church. And that is, as Jesus has washed the feet of his apostles, he wants all the members of the church to do that for each other. Jesus wants us to care for each other in a deep and profound way. He wants spouses to care for each other, parents to care for their children, children, when their parents get older, to care for their parents, co-workers to care for each other. Jesus wants us to care for each other, to wash each other's feet, to take care of each other's needs. Just think, if that were to happen in every instance, in every family, in every couple, in every place of work, in every neighborhood, what a wonderful world it would be. What a blessing we would have if we all followed Jesus' teaching of caring for each other. As this is attractive to all of us, we also may be thinking to ourselves, it sounds so good, but it takes so much energy. How could I do this? I only have so much time, so much energy. Some of the people in my life are not easy. They're difficult. So all of us could ask the question, how? How are we to wash each other's feet? How are we to have the energy, the strength to care for one another as Jesus wants us to care for each other? And the answer is the Holy Eucharist, the other thing which Jesus did at the Last Supper, which is of supreme importance. If we're amazed that Jesus would kneel down and wash the apostles' feet, we're even more amazed that Jesus takes bread and says, this is my body. He makes an object. He makes himself into that object, which is food, something that we eat. And as we eat, we have the best food. We have Jesus himself. And as we realize the truth that the Eucharist is Jesus, it is Jesus, as we realize that more and more, the Eucharist becomes the center of our lives. We understand why we go to Mass on Sundays. We love being at Mass at Sundays. We love receiving Holy Communion. We even begin to want to go to Mass at other times, perhaps daily Mass, receiving Jesus more and more. And the more that he is the center of our lives, the more that we appreciate what we're doing when we receive him, the more we are energized, the more we have strength, and we are able to care for the people that God has put into our lives. When it's easy, when it's hard, at all times, we're able to care for those people because of the Eucharist. Jesus' lesson for us tonight and his gifts, the gift of his example of washing the feet and his gift of himself in the Eucharist, point us to the importance of the priesthood. That these gifts, especially the Eucharist, come to us from our priests. It was at the Last Supper, we heard in our second reading, when Jesus said, "This is my body. This is the chalice of my blood." And then he said to his apostles, "Do this in memory of me," which means Jesus gave to those apostles the power to say those same words and to bring about that same effect, the presence of Jesus, body and blood, in the Holy Eucharist. They became priests at that Last Supper. And that priesthood is down with us to the present day. And so all of us throughout our lives have participated in this priesthood, benefited from this priesthood. And we can say that the priesthood is the Good Shepherd's love for all of us, especially that we may have him personally in the Holy Eucharist. Because priests do this, priests are loved. And we, priests, Father Briggs and myself, other priests who have been here, we feel your love, and we are grateful for your love. You love us, and we thank you for that. As we speak about the priesthood tonight, I want to share with you some good news. It has to do with Deacon Jordan, who you know has been with us since last June, when he came to our parish as our assigned deacon, our transitional deacon. He's been with us this last year, especially last summer, working with us, actually finishing off his training to become a priest. One of the last things that happens before a man is ordained a priest is we call something from the bishop, something which is called the call to the priesthood. It is an official indication to that man that the bishop wants to ordain him. Tonight, I am very happy to report to everyone that at the end of March, Deacon Jordan received that call, and so he is going to be ordained a priest in June. We are very happy with him and for him. 11 other men will be ordained at the same time. And after that ordination, they will then be assigned to various parishes around our diocese. And they will begin to do what priests do, and that is taking care of the people, especially feeding the people with the Holy Eucharist, which is a huge, huge blessing for our diocese. He will be ordained on June 7th. And the tradition is the day after a new priest is ordained, he typically goes back to his home parish. And for Deacon Jordan, that is St. John's in Warrenton. And at his home parish, the day after his ordination, he will celebrate a Mass of Thanksgiving. And then I've heard, he was telling me about this, a big party is planned, as you could imagine, to celebrate such a special event. But then the following Sunday, which is June 15th, we'll have Father Jordan here at St. Philip at the 10:30 Mass. So he'll be saying Mass here at our parish, then afterwards we'll have a reception for him so we can see him saying Mass here where he served as a deacon and to be with him afterwards to congratulate him. So that is great news for us to share this evening on this Holy Thursday, where we remember the institution of the priesthood and the Last Supper of Jesus. There's some other news, which in one sense is very good news, but also for us is not so good news, and that has to do with Father Eisenberg. He has been the vocation director for our diocese for the last 8 years. That means he oversees the men who are on their way to becoming priests. He's been doing that these last 8 years, and for 4 of those 8 years, he's been in residence. He's lived here with us at St. Philip. So he's not around a lot. He's got other places to be, other things to do, but he has helped us out. And he certainly has been to Father Briggs and myself, a great friend, but he has been given a new assignment. And this is in Philadelphia at St. Charles Borromeo Seminary. He's been named as the Dean of Men, which is a great honor for him, a great honor for our diocese, because the Dean of Men will be greatly involved in the formation of the men, the 120, 140 or so men at St. Charles Seminary on their way to becoming priests. And so Father Eisenberg will be involved in that work. And so that is a great thing for our diocese, that he'll be there working with all kinds of seminarians, future priests. It's an honor for our diocese, an honor for him. It is a sad thing for us, though, because Father Briggs and myself, other priests who have lived here, have found in him a great brother. And if Tim Harris is in the congregation right now, I know he was around tonight, is that Tim Harris is our facilities manager. One thing about Father Eisenberg is he's extraordinary with physical plants. He has done so much here to fix things up, find different projects that need to be done. I think he's got a nickname, $10,000 Eisenberg, because he tends to find another job that's going to cost $10,000, $10,000. But as a pastor who needs to keep things working, keep things fixed, he is a huge blessing, a brother and a great priest and very knowledgeable. And I hear that he'll be able to help out with the building up at St. Charles Seminary in Philadelphia. It is good for us to be together tonight. It is good for us to learn these lessons, hear these lessons of Jesus, his example of humility, and the gift of himself in the Holy Eucharist. We should see in these gifts, these are from Jesus, an indication of how we are to live. A teaching from Jesus, how we are to live, basically caring for one another. Jesus wants us to care for one another. Caring for one another, and then being energized, being nurtured, being fed by the Holy Eucharist, so we have the power to do just that, to care for each other. These are the way that we are to live. This is how Jesus wants us to live. If we know how to live, then we will know how to die. And that's one thing we all need to learn, is how to die. And Jesus will teach us that tomorrow on Good Friday. So we continue with our celebration of the Triduum this Holy Thursday night, the Mass of the Lord's Supper, but it continues tomorrow, and Jesus there will teach us how to die as he takes us on the road to the resurrection. Hermanos en Cristo, con todo mi corazón, yo quiero decir buenas noches. Y gracias por estar aquí esta noche. Porque algo muy importante en este momento es la presencia en la última cena del Señor, los regalos del Señor a nosotros, y también la presencia con cada persona. Porque cuando encontramos juntos y recibimos apoyo, yo apoyo de ustedes, ustedes apoyo de mí. Entonces, presencia de nosotros esta noche es tan importante, y yo digo a ustedes, gracias por estar presente. Muy, muy importante. En unos momentos, voy a lavar los pies de 12 hombres de la parroquia, y razón es Jesús, Evangelio de esta noche, Jesús, lavatorio de los pies. Razón, su amor, y ahora podemos pensar sobre su amor a nosotros. Es una maravilla. Jesús, el Hijo de Dios, de rodillas a frente de sus apóstoles, limpieza de sus pies, humildad, amor, devoción. Tenemos mucha adoración, mucha devoción, mucho amor a Jesús con su humildad, lavatorio de los pies. También Jesús quiere ofrecer a nosotros una manera de vivir, una expectativa de Él, que nosotros vamos a limpiar los pies unos a los otros. No exactamente limpiar los pies, pero Él quiere nosotros cuidamos unos a otros con devoción, con cariño. Entonces, esta noche es tan importante que recibimos su enseñanza en el corazón y en el corazón una decisión. Voy a seguir a Jesús en su humildad. Voy a cuidar las personas en mi vida. Mi esposo, mis hijos, mis padres, mis abuelos, mis compañeros de trabajo. Es la voluntad de Jesús que nosotros cuidamos unos a los otros. Con esta enseñanza, con este deseo de Jesús, tal vez pensamos, yo quiero, pero no puedo, porque soy débil. No tengo bastante energía. Jesús dice a nosotros, es posible, voy a darle energía, poder para cumplir mis enseñanzas. Y esta energía, este poder, es su propio mismo como comida a nosotros en la Eucaristía. Y nosotros queremos seguir a Jesús en amor y servicio a los otros. Entonces es necesario que comulgamos. Es necesario recibir el cuerpo de Cristo. Entonces esa noche observamos y recordamos la última cena, regalo de Jesús a la iglesia, su propio mismo en Sagrada Comunión. Tenemos mucha alegría y también mucha devoción a este regalo tan especial. Entonces, esta noche Jesús nos dio una manera de vivir. Primeramente, servicio, amor a las personas en nuestras vidas. Y podemos cumplir esa enseñanza con la Eucaristía, Sagrada Comunión. Entonces, dedicación a su enseñanza, su regalo a nosotros, servicio a otras personas y Sagrada Comunión. Y estamos preparados en esta manera de vivir con su enseñanza. Estamos preparados para morir, algo necesario. Y mañana continuamos aquí en la iglesia porque observamos Viernes Santo. Jesús en la cruz, su muerte. Y en su muerte, en la cruz, Él va a enseñarnos la manera de morir. Amén.